This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back.
The one thing we know they're not doing is checking Instagram because their devices have all been confiscated.
I believe the kids call it raw dogging it if you're going to go through a long period of time with no electronic device.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Well, they're of a certain age, so they might be used to
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins. Griff Jenkins, I will pay for your next surfing outing if you will bring up that term on Outnumbered today.
Listen, I am still laughing, Mark, because those of us old enough to know who Cotter is,
yes,
is old enough to remember that the term raw dogging doesn't mean the same thing the youngsters are calling it now.
It has to be a Gen Z thing because I'm a millennial and I've never heard it being used to describe like a social media break.
Blackout or something like that.
It has a much different meaning to me.
I was literally dumbfounded when I heard that as the guy that's been getting up at the crazy hours to do Fox and Friends first from 4 to 6 a.m. Eastern to do the Pope thing. And, you know, when I saw that clip yesterday, it took me that not only is it like jaw-dropping, it's like you're the expert for CBS that's supposed to give us perspective, particularly as the devout Catholic viewers are watching, for the pomp and circumstance. You know, even for a non-Catholic, and I am Catholic in full disclosure, as a non-Catholic, you're watching it. It's kind of like watching the royals, even if you don't follow, you're not a royalist, you don't follow the royal family, but then you watch the pomp and circumstance, and they do it really well. And you're looking at all the ornate, you know, process. And in the case of the conclave, in the mass they had before, which is what they were commenting on, all of the different dressings and in the colors of the members in the church, it all has a meaning dating back literally 1,000 years or more. And yet this guy decides to go straight to raw dogging in Instagram. I thought, what the hell?
I wonder if he got in trouble for saying that, if his producer was like, do you realize what you just said?
Nora O'Donnell knew what he said immediately. Like, that was pretty funny. But I mean, I don't know how old Tony DeCoppola is. I'm guessing he's maybe your age, Kim.
No, but people my age would not be saying
well,
that.
Well, maybe not.
I'm looking up his age.
I don't know. But regardless, we laughed about it all morning, Griff. I just have to tell you.
So was the entire country.
44.
Inappropriateness. Look, let me be, I can confirm that they are not, the Cardinals are not raw dogging in the papal conclave.
And most of them, most of them are, they have to be under 80, but most of them are in their 70s. And I'm sure that, they're probably not missing their cell phones.
My
mom can't operate hers. So,
it kind of undermines really the point of the whole thing, which is this is the greatest, you know, the gravity of the decision these Cardinals are make. It's the greatest decision most will make in their entire lives. Many of them, as you point out, in their 70s and 80s,
yes,
because they are choosing who will be the, you know, next person to lead the Catholic Church, to be the torchbearer of St. Peter, to keep the resurrection of Jesus Christ alive. Like, I can't think of anything more serious.
Yeah, I know. It was an unusual comment. Hey, what time is Outnumbered? Is it on at 11?
11 St. Louis time, noon on the East Coast.
Okay.
They got me filling in, and we're going to obviously be watching to see if we get, it looks like around 11:30 East Coast time, we might begin the next window that we could see smoke. Now, what's happened, for people that are just sort of catching up to it, there were obviously two votes this morning, and we saw the black smoke just as we were going off the air about 5:55 a.m. That tells us that no one had been chosen. And they are breaking for lunch, some reflection time, prayers, and back in the conclave now. And we expect in the next coming hours they'll vote again. They'll take up to two votes, we're told, and by afternoon we'll see smoke, either black or white, if they can't come to an agreement. And, you know, it's anybody's guess. I mean, the one thing that is constant in all of this, despite what you hear any of the commentators saying, is that the only known we have, as Donald Rumsfeld used to say, knowns and unknown knowns, is we know that we don't know what's happening inside there. We just have no idea. It's the greatest kept secret in most secretive democratic process in modern history.
Hmm.
But yet we do know that it's very difficult perhaps for them to come.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
We can surmise because with 133 cardinals, it's the largest papal conclave they've ever had and is unprecedented in the number of the diversity of it because of the number of cardinals that Pope Francis added from places like South America and Africa. And so that may make it harder to come to a consensus. At the end of the day, the magic number is 89 have to agree out of 133.
Well, by noon, your time, by 11 o'clock, our time, we'll also know the biggest announcement in the history of mankind. I think it's how the president might have oversold it a little bit, and that's this trade deal that's supposed to be announced in about 15 minutes, right?
So I tried to explain this in my reporter hits later in Fox and Friends. I did that one hit around 6:20 in the morning. Is that, remember that tease of the greatest announcement ever in history,
that the
president teased on Tuesday, he said was not trade related.
Oh.
So we're still expecting the great big giant announcement before he departs for Saudi Arabia on a long trip.
Okay.
But yet he did, after I did the hit, and I'd said that the president hasn't confirmed that there's a UK trade deal, he then, moments after I went off the air, posted to True Social, yes, huge deal with the UK. So we've got a huge announcement coming up here in the next 45 minutes or so about the UK, but that's apparently not the really big announcement we expect.
Maybe it's the Iran thing.
I was going to say, what do we think it is?
I'm trying to parse it out. Who knows? Anybody's guess. But he did indicate at one point that the big announcement that he teased on Tuesday was not trade related. So I guess we're in for two things. But, you know, I will say this. you know, not to downplay the significance of the UK deal, and we don't know what the, you know, sort of terms in the scope of that agreement is, but there's no doubt that the markets, and I haven't looked yet to see where the markets are, there's no doubt that the markets will love it, because we know the president's been talking to some dozen or so countries, and we expect among them, perhaps after the UK, we could see deals with Japan, South Korea, potentially India. Then you've got Treasury Secretary Bessent and USTR Greer headed over to meet with China and Switzerland. So we may see the market happy about at least the trade deal announcement.
Well, Griff, I hope you get a well-deserved nap this afternoon, my friend, after outnumbered.
Listen, we got outnumbered. Then I got to do a little backup anchoring for Martha this afternoon. There's no sleeping around here, but it is an exciting time to have the job I do, because it's such a front row seat to such history really unfolding on nearly an hourly basis.
It's an absolute truth. Griff Jenkins, thank you. You're great. Appreciate you.
Hey. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. I don't know how he does it. You know, remember, Kim, being on TV, and sometimes when you're tired, you just look tired. And I don't know what kind of makeup artists or whatever they have on network television. But so Griff had to get up probably at midnight Eastern time to be into the Fox News studios there to do makeup and scripts and all that. I mean, that's about what time Pyro tells us. He gets up.
Midnight?
Like 11 at 11. Well, he has to travel. So at least Griff would have already been in a hotel somewhere in downtown New York. Maybe he didn't have to get up quite that early. So they go on the air at
4 their time.
4 a.m. our time, right?
No, I think it's 4 a.m. his time, 3 a.m. our time.
So they're on 2 hours. Is that what you're saying?
I think it's 4 to 6 their time.
Okay. So anyway, he's on really early. So he anchored that show this morning. My brain is hurting now. He just does this hit with us. He did Fox and Friends after that. Now he's going to do Outnumbered for an hour, and then he's going to fill in anchor for Martha McCallum. He's pulling a 14-hour day to day potentially.
I've done
that.
I've pulled 14, 16-hour days. I've slept, you know, 4 hours and done it again. Now, I was doing that in my early 20s. That's not how old Griff is, not to age him. But, I mean, that is hard. You can do it only for so long on such little sleep. And then by the end of it, that's crazy stretch. You're like, oh, my gosh.
Quick break here. Our friend Laura Hediger, of course, of KMOV, of Great Days St. Louis and all that, is going to join us. Tell us about a great event that she's involved in. There's still time for you to help them out. We're going to talk to her right after the break.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.